Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Eden, Vivek and Alec with your 9am Zedlines. First up in local news, the Uptown shopping area, known for the cinemas, Starbucks and Beach House Hotel in the Queen Street shopping area in Brisbane, is soon to receive a renewed retail residency after Maya cleared out in 2023. Vicinity Centres, a retail developer who had already owned a quarter stake in the location, bought the Uptown location out. In a statement, Vicinity claims that the planned upgrade would mirror Melbourne's Emporia Marina. The renovation is pegged to complete in 2029 and is expected to cost up to $350 million.
Religious groups and unions have raised concerns about Queensland's government's push to ban the use of certain phrases and expressions. The LNP introduced the major reforms to state parliament last week as part of its crackdown on anti-Semitism in the wake of the Bondi Beach terror attack. The government has already confirmed it intends to ban phrases such as globalised intifada and from river to the sea once the bill passes parliament. The Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies said phrases globalised intifada and from river to the sea played a key role in incidents designed to intimidate Jewish individuals. On Wednesday, Queensland Premier David Crisafulli insisted his government's reforms were very tight, very specific and would stand the test of time. There are only two phrases that we put in there deliberately, Mr. Crisafulli said.
In national news, the M1 Prince's Motorway has partially closed after 10,000 litres of molasses were spilled in a truck crash overnight. When emergency services arrived on the scene, they found extensive damage to both trucks, with one driver having been ejected out onto the road, according to Acting Superintendent Kevin Smith. Both drivers were seriously injured and have been taken to St. George Hospital, with one still in a serious condition. The crash occurred on the northbound lanes south of Wollongong, with emergency services currently undergoing cleanup. They have reopened one of the northbound lanes, but motorists are being told to use the Prince's Highway as an alternative. Anyone with information or footage of the incident is asked to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
A report from an economic research organisation suggests that Australia will lose its low debt status by 2028, exceeding levels not since seen World War II. Non-profit International Economic Research Forum E61 published a report which detailed a gradual increase in federal, state and local government spending. The report argues that increased spending was a result of an ageing population and a loosening of fiscal discipline seen over the last few decades. It also detailed how the largest spending category for the government is social costs, including welfare, childcare, and NDIS. Second most is health spending, and thirdly is education, with health spending nearly doubling since 1999.
In international news, an ISIS bride has been barred entry to Australia as 10 others are granted a return. On Wednesday, Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke revealed, following assessments by a security agency, a temporary exclusion order has been placed on one woman, in effect banning her from the country for up to 2 years. The 34 ISIS-linked Australians currently in Syria's Roe internment camp have been supported by a Sydney GP, Jamal Rifi, who has been working to get them safely to Damascus so they can then fly to Australia. Rifi has been linked to Tony Burke, assisting in his most recent re-election campaign. Burke has denied knowledge of a joint effort to bring the families back. With a legal obligation to issue passports to eligible Australian applicants, Anthony Albanese said, "Implementation of Australian law is what is happening. We are providing no assistance to these people and won't provide any assistance, but we won't breach the Australian law." The Prime Minister highlighted that upon their return, members of the group could face charges, reinstating that he wants to make sure Australians are kept safe. Along with the 10 women set to return are 23 children. At this time, it is unclear whether the barred woman, who remains unknown, had any children that would be impacted by a separation. The opposition swiftly blasted these actions, saying no one should be allowed to return. Now for your weather. Brisbane is sunny with no expected rain, so make sure to wear a hat and apply your sunscreen. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme bands. Now that's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
My network